Hello and welcome to the third episode of our podcast, Smart Consulting Sourcing, the podcast about consulting procurement. My name is Hélène and I'll be your host today. Each week, I'll give you the keys to better use, manage, and source consulting services. In this third episode, I'll talk about the different typologies of consulting firms. Last week, we chatted about the value consulting firms bring to their clients. We saw that this value could be either technical or political. But what should you look at when you need a consulting firm for a project? Many dimensions can impact the value consultant can bring to your company, but you should probably start with the capabilities. There are the services offered by consultants to mirror the business functions for their client organization. This dimension is crucial to describe the work in consulting. We have screened thousands of consulting websites when we were working to build a consulting firm's data for Co-Naviga. We have seen all types of services and value proposition presentations. Nevertheless, we can confirm that most consulting firms will showcase their capabilities on their website and in their company presentation. You can organize the capabilities into 7 categories with different level of importance in the market, typically linked to the difference in size and budget of the associated client function. You will have finance and risks, human capital, operations, sales and marketing, strategy and management, and finally, technology, research and development. Companies tend to showcase what they do rather than highlight the problems they solve. It will probably evolve over the next few years as consulting firms are improving their differentiation and customer focus. Your next step should be with the industry served. There are the sectors in which clients of consultants drive demand for management consultancy. Unsurprisingly, demand increases with the amount of change in a sector and its financial resources. Consulting firms have developed along these two dimensions, capabilities and industry served. Capabilities encompass what the consultant do, and industries encompass the experience the consultants have. As founders gradually conquer new areas of expertise, the company very often grows in one dimension or another. Generally, smaller companies tend to be more specialists and larger companies more generalists. There are some exceptions to the rule, of course. Some consulting firms have decided to develop a specialized or even a niche practice in a limited number of capabilities in all industries. Depending on the depth and breadth of expertise you need for your project, you can resort to either generalist or specialist or even niche consultant to support your efforts. But there are other dimensions that can impact how consultants do their work and what value they can bring. For instance, the size or the geographic footprint, the ownership structure, the profile of the partners, or the delivery model. Each of these dimensions will influence the type of project a consulting firm can take on and how they will deliver the results. Now, you know what the different types of consulting firms are, but how do you source them? That's the question I will answer next week. How to get started with this consulting sourcing process, so stay tuned. In the meantime, if you have any questions or want to learn more about what we do at Consulting Quest, just send me an email at helene.lafitte with 2 A's and 2 T's at consultingquest.com. Bye, and see you next week. Au revoir.